ברשות מורנו ראש הישיבה והסטימד רבים בני הישיבה. The Jewish people are no strangers to conflict, and there's a famous shmuz from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar about midat ha-istaglut, about becoming desensitized or becoming complacent with one's current situation. And as Rav Sunshine said a moment ago, it's incumbent upon us not to grow complacent as the days and weeks of the war and the tzar of Achenu Bnei Israel go on. We have to be with them in as any way we can, sending our tefillot, sending our Torah. As Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, we know that everything about our lives, past, present, and future, is hinted to, is described in the Torah Kedusha. In this week's parasha, we have the very first war that the Torah ever speaks of, the first war in the history of the Jewish nation, which is that of the four kings against the five. Avraham Avinu gets involved in a very, very interesting way. You know, there's a term, a military term that's thrown around. It's called unconventional warfare. And if you look throughout history, Am Yisrael wages war in the most unconventional ways, but in a positive connotation, as we'll speak about in a moment. The Torah tells us that when Avraham Avinu heard that Lot was captured, the Torah says, "Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv, vayarek et chanichav yilidei veto, shemona asar u'shlosh meot, vayirdof ad dan." He spurred forth his chanichav, the people of his household, and he gathered 318 of them, and then he chased them until Dan. A very interesting pirush that the Da'at Zekenim Ba'alei HaTosfot quotes from the Midrash on this Pasuk, and he brings that although we know the famous Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei HaGalili, Sota Daf Mem Dalet, the Mishnah brings down that the Kohen HaMashuach Milchama, the Kohen that was tasked with giving the pep talk to Am Yisrael before every Milchemet Mitzvah, the Kohen brought down four categories of people that were sent home. And one of them was, Umi ha'ish ha'yare v'racha levav, yelech v'yashov lebeto, v'lo yimas et levav echav kilvavo. Which means, anybody who's scared should go home, not to melt the hearts of his brethren along with his. Famously, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva says, what's he afraid of? What is this fear that we speak of? Says Rabbi Akiva, kimashma'o, kipshuto, that what he's afraid of, she'eno yachol la'amod bekishrei ha'milchama. He can't stand in the forefronts of battle. He can't handle the heat of war. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosei HaGalili disagrees with him, and he says, no, mityare me'averot shebiyado. He's fearful of the averot in his hands, and he feels that he's going to be a liability not only to himself, but to his brethren, and because of that, because of his avonot, he's sent home. Interestingly, Da'at Zekenim, on this pasuk of Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayarek et chanichav, he says that Avraham Avinu called out to the members of his household as he was preparing them for war, and he gave them the same speech as the Kohen Mashuach Milchama, and he told them, Ya'ish ha'yare v'racha levav, whoever's afraid, go home. What fear are we talking about? Over here, the Midrash says, the Midrash does not bring Shitat Rabbi Akiva. Only Shitat Rabbi Yosei HaGalili. Hamityare me'averot shebiyado. Whoever's afraid of his avonot, go home. And the Midrash, quoted by Da'at Zekenim, says, Ufirshu mimenu kulam. Everyone in his household backed off because they were afraid of their avonot, besides for famously, Eliezer Eved Avraham. He stood up, the Midrash, and Rashi brings down the Midrash that Eliezer is Begemetria 318, which is what the Pasuk calls him, and he went out and waged war. Continuing the flow of this Midrash, there is a very fascinating Gemara in Masechet Nedarim Daf Lamed Bet. The Gemara brings down the interesting usage of the word Vayarek
et chanichav. Over here,
pshuto, Rashi says, milshon zeruz.
He prompted them, he prodded them forward. But the Gemara brings down an alternate meaning of this word.
The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, they disagree. One says, vayarik is milashon lehorik, to fill. One says he filled them with Torah, and the other says he filled them with gold, so that they shouldn't have a seach hada'at. They should focus solely on the mission at hand, which was the salvation, saving Lot from his captors. Interestingly, most of the Mefarshim, the Ran, the Mefaresh, and Masech Nedarim, in the opinion that says that Horikum betorah means they filled them up with Torah, which means that Avraham Avinu gave them gas, gave them fuel for the road, and he taught them Torah on the way out to the war. The Rosh, interestingly, I looked around among many of the other Rishonim, he's the only one who says this Perush. And the Rosh, in his Perush on this Gemara, says that it had nothing to do with necessarily teaching them Torah. Filling them with Torah doesn't necessarily mean teaching them, says the Rosh. Very, very telling words that are apropos for this period in Am Yisrael. The Rosh says, Shorikan batorah, zirzan bizchut haTorah, ubishvila nitzchu b'milchama. It doesn't say he taught them. It says that he spurred them forth in the merit of the Torah, Kedoshah. You go to war in the merit of the Torah, that's what's going to cause you to win. Like the Gemara also brings in Masechet Sotah, all of the other goyim, all of the Rishaim, they all come out. Plishtim, Yatzu, Bekoach Goliath, they came out with his, and we come out, B'Shem Hashem Elohi Yisrael, nothing to fear, you have the Zechut of Torah, you have the Zechut of Tefillah. Which is very interesting, because history has a way of repeating itself. In 1948, which just so happens to be the Hebrew year of the birth of Avraham Avinu, there was that's the year of the establishment of the modern state of Israel. Everybody knows there was a gory war of independence in Israel in 1948. There were tremendous nisim v'niflaot that happened to Am Yisrael during this war. The Jewish people in what was Palestine at the time were wholly unprepared for the attack by the surrounding Arab nations. And benisim v'niflaot mamash. There is no other word for what happened there, for the victory of Am Yisrael. They were able to win the war. At the time, somebody had come, this is actually brought down, they came to the Brisker Rav, and they asked him to weigh in on the nisim that happened during the war. They said, what does the Brisker Rav have to say about the tremendous nisim? And he said, unmistakably, there are tremendous nisim going on. But we have to look at the Torah about for the proper hashkafa of what to do with nisim. Why? He says it's interesting. Because if you look, there's a famous Ramban in Parashat Vayigash. The Ramban has a very interesting outlook on how to look at nisim. The Ramban writes, we know that Yocheved was born, Yocheved in Moshe, she was born on the way into Mitzrayim, Ben Achomot, which makes her, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, how old was she? 130. And the Ibn Ezra, on the spot, he asks, we make such a big deal in next week's parasha of Sarai Menu giving birth at 90 years old. Unbelievable! And the Torah makes such a big deal of it, but zero mention in the Torah about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu when Yocheved was 130, 40 years her senior. Zero mention. And the Ramban comes to answer that question. Says the Ramban, the world is full of nisim. Everything in the world is a nis. Some more revealed, some more concealed. The Torah is not a book that records nisim, says the Ramban. It is not the Torah's way to mention every single nes that happens to us. Rather, the only kind of nes the Torah would mention is one that follows some sort of nevuah, a nes that follows some sort of
other Dvar Hashem that brings to fruition that Dvar Hashem. Only that kind of Nes does the Torah speak about. By Sarah, the Malach came and said, you're 90. Hadal liyot l'Sarah orach kan nashim. But next year, ka'et chaya, you're going to have a baby. There was a nevuah, Dvar Hashem was that it should happen. It happened, the Torah speaks about the Nes. By Yocheved, there was no nevuah about that. The Nes just happened. The Torah does not feel it necessary to discuss it. The Ramban in this week's parasha, Leshitate, says something also unbelievable. The Rashi on the Pasuk says that when Melech Sedom and the other four kings were running away, the other kings were running away from the mighty kings, it says, Be'erot, Be'erot Chemar. They fell into pits of mortar. And Rashi says it was kind of like quicksand and they were stuck. And Bederech Nes, Melech Sedom was able to get out. And why is that significant for us to know? Says Rashi B'Shem HaMidrash, that people doubted the story of Avraham Avinu's salvation from Ur Kasdim, from the fiery furnace. And when they saw this Nes of Melech Sedom being able to extricate himself from this quicksand, Lemafrea, retroactively said, oh, now we understand how Avraham Avinu could have been saved too. And the Ramban questions Rashi. And the Ramban says, no, Melech Sedom was Oved Avodah Zarah. He was an idol worshiper. Why in the world would the Torah tell us about this Nes when they see it happen? If he's Oved Avodah Zarah and so is his following, as were most of the inhabitants of the world at the time, the first thing they would attribute that Nes to is to their Avodah Zarah. So why would Hashem make that Nes? Rather, says the Ramban, what must have happened perforce is that he was only able to extricate himself as Avraham Avinu passed by. Avraham Avinu passed by the quicksand and he was able to pull him out, which means that now it's not just staminess, it's a Nes that happened Bizchuto shel Avraham Avinu. It's a Nes that happened in his merit. Oh, now it happened in his merit. Now the Goyim cannot deny anymore the validity of these Nisim. Now it's significant, says the Ramban. It's interesting, Rabotai, to remember that whenever we have Nisim, we have to realize what the point of those Nisim are. To speak of Nisim just for miracle's sake, and just for the sake of conversation, and for the sake of a thrilling or exhilarating experience, that's not the way of the Torah. A Nes is only as good as the Kiddush Hashem that it creates. Says this Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Bet, right in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. The Torah gives us a mitzvah, Esh tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbe. There's a mitzvah to constantly have a fire on the mizbeach. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shelo kedarko. In general, he speaks more about the halach. He speaks about the halachics of the mitzvah also, but he says there's a big yesod in Avodat Hashem. And he says, very similar to the Ramban, which is not surprising, because if you hold that the Rabbeinu Aharon HaLevi was the Mechaber of Sefer HaChinuch, which all Simanim point to be, he was a Talmid of the Ramban, so therefore it makes sense that he speaks in the same style. Says Sefer HaChinuch, he says, what happens now? He says, the entire world is full of Nisim, but the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to always conceal these Nisim. Hashem always wants, anytime he does Nis, to cloud it, to make a smoke screen, to give us an opportunity to see through it and to find him. That's why even by Kriat Yam Suf, one of the greatest miracles to ever happen, the Torah says, what happened before the entire night? Vayolech Adonai Ruach Kadim Azakol Alayla. There was a strong easterly wind so that the critics could say it wasn't a miracle, it was a tsunami. That's exactly why Hashem did it, so we can see through the smoke. Very rarely does Hashem make such an open miracle of fires coming down from Shemaim and hitting the Mizbeach. He sometimes does. He did it by Yom HaShmini LaMiluim. He did it by Gideon. He did it by Eliyahu Navi, by Manoach, sometimes. But in general, just like this mitzvah is, Lavi Esh Me'ayidot, to bring a regular fire to mask the Nes,
that we can see through. And because of that, la'anyu da'ati, I saw something this morning that mamash rocked my world, and I feel a duty to share it with you. Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, with regards to this incident, the war that Avraham Avinu got involved in, he brings the same midrash that the Da'at Zekanim brings, but he brings one crucial detail that the Da'at Zekanim doesn't. And he says over here, which by the way isn't his own chidush, it's actually brought, it's actually sourced in several other midrashim. V'latzevolim halachayimeh, none of Avraham Avinu's bnei bayit wanted to join the war. Uvchar min nehon yat Eliezer bar Nimrod, da'avam metil bigvurta kechul lehon. Who went with him? Eliezer ben Nimrod. Ooh, sheds light as to the identity of Eliezer, Eved Avraham, the son of Nimrod, the one to rebel, revolt against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mastermind behind Migdal Babel. And the Torah, the Targum, quoting the Midrashim, says, interesting that it was him. He fought against his father in the war, as Rashi says earlier in the Psukim. One of the king's name was Amraphel Melech Shinar. Amraphel, says Rashi, is Nimrod. He was the one lehapil. He sent Avraham Avinu into the Kivshana Ish. The significance here is not lost upon us, Rabotai. Nimrod was one to try to conceal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and intervention in the world. He wanted to propagate Avodah Zarah, atheism, nature. He wanted to remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the picture. That was his goal. And who stood against him? His own son, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Eliezer ben Nimrod, who went to war against his father. The Pirush Ktoret Samim on the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel says that it was Mutar, even though it was his father, because his father was Chayav Mita for having rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he was so ready to do it. Because Eliezer stood for being Megalea Kadosh Baruch Hu. This war was fought in completely unconventional ways. One soldier, Nisei Nisim, no weapons, maybe some weapons, the Midrash says dust that later turned into arrows and spears. Completely unconventional warfare, which seems to be the way Am Yisrael fights their wars throughout history, which started with this war, Eliezer standing up to his father and saying, I'm not going to allow you to cloud. Amrafel is also Milashon, if you hear it in the word, Arafel, cloud. Fog. Nimrod wanted to fog HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world. And Eliezer was there to completely remove that fog and to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name clear in the world, as was the M.O. of his master Avraham Avinu. That is how Am Yisrael fights wars. Unconventionally, with Torah, utfilah, horikan ba-Torah, push them, spur them forth, not necessarily with weapons, with Zechuta Torah, with Zechuta Tefillah, and only in that way Am Yisrael only wins wars unconventionally. Thank you for listening.